first comment is from Mary and Edie of College Station. I write concerning the Gibbons Creek Reservoir Project. I object to the gifting of the property to a private corporation, even with the understanding that they will assist with half the cost of the cleanup. The reservoir is a public good and should not be released from public ownership without significant consideration and public input. There are many non-governmental organizations devoted to developing alternative energy sources that would also assist with cleanup. More research needs to be done before entering into any agreement, but a public good should not be lost. Our next statement is from Donna Hannah Calvert of College Station. Gibbons Creek is public property that is essentially being donated to a private company for short-term monetary gain and long-term monetary loss. Future income revenues from this land could be sizable. In TMPA Scenario 3, as presented to the Council, public ownership of the property is retained. Why are future earnings and land value associated with the site not a part of the calculation? How does land value compare to the cost savings presented by the sale under Scenario 1? Not only is the buyer being given without charge what will be increasingly valuable land, but is being paid close to half the cleanup cost by the four cities. The short-term gains, about $10 million for Bryan, will likely pale compared to future earnings potential on top of losing the asset. Worst case, this income is being denied for future community of Bryan for minimal short-term profit taking by the city. Can TMPA or city staff provide information on the potential future earnings if the site were to remain in a public resource managed by the four cities? Our next comment is from Raymond Tarpley of College Station. Thank you for taking our comments today. While transparency has been lacking from the start regarding the transfer of the Gibbons Creek public property into private hands, it appears that 6,170 acres are being donated with few deed restrictions to the buyer in exchange for limited help with the mandated cleanup. This saves the four cities about half the cost to remediate the land through a contractor, yielding an upfront one-time short-term gain of some $48 million, about $10 million of which will go to Bryan. The buyer undoubtedly sees great profit potential and property it receives from $0 per acre. In fact, it's problematic to count this transaction as a sale since so much is being given away, including the long-term value of a public asset taken by eminent domain. Alternatively, by retaining ownership of the property, we could realize considerable economic gain and public benefit from income linked to land use development, sales from coal ash and scrap materials from the dismantled coal plant, not to mention retaining control over environmental quality that would attract others to our region for years to come as they vacate the pollution of the big cities. Probably the best investment of all. The Gibbons Creek Reservoir is a very valuable and unique asset that can serve not only as a public recreation destination, but also as a backup water resource for our region. It can play a role as the discharge repository for treated water effluent, 99% clean, from the new sewage plant being built east of Bryan College Station. Excess water from the reservoir can be sold to water companies to the south that lack groundwater, providing the four cities with an expanding commodity income stream. The reservoir can thus serve the needs of the growing BCS area by augmenting strategic water flow, securing an additional water resource for local use while serving water markets to the south. Accordingly, the calculated monetary loss presented in TMPA scenario whereby we retain ownership is misleading since it undervalues the land and is blind to future earning projections, not a sound or sophisticated investment strategy. It would have been beneficial for our community to have had daylight on this sale and to have been involved in the disposition of this public property, including the considerable expertise that exists within our community on such matters. It's difficult to see how we have been served by the TMPA agreement in the long view. Ratepayers have already been charged the money to execute the cleanup. Ethically, this should be the chosen path, leaving us as owners of a valuable property into the future. Thank you again for receiving comments.